98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
12 minutes past 7 on Monday the 9th of June. How are you?
Monday the 9th of June.
The 9th of June. It's been
and
a minute.
And the big comeback is here. Brendan is back after a brief hiatus.
A brief hiatus. An unexpected one.
Oh, Brendan. Yeah. We're so, so happy to have you back. How are you?
So, I'm good. I'm so, so, so happy to be back. I'm dizzy. Basically, I had to take a bit of time off. We went out for your birthday and I never came back is what kind of what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what happened.
It makes it sound kind of sinister.
It does make it sound sinister, yeah. No, I got something called vestibular neuritis. And basically, I've been very dizzy. I was in hospital for a week and I've been off for the last three. And I'm still kind of, I feel like I'm on a ship. So I'm bobbing around the place.
Are you more on a fairing now, whereas before you were on a dinghy?
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely, you know, we're coming into port.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
It's
the high seas are
simmering down a bit, yeah. But my right ear, my right eye are having a bit of a scrap.
Yes.
But they're starting to get on a bit more now.
Okay,
so
I'm really glad.
We're getting there. I'm so happy to be back. How are you?
So, so happy to have you back. And a big thank you to Carl Dawson and to Paul
Thanks
Ryder.
Thanks to Carl
for stepping
and Paul.
In and keeping the show
Honestly.
On the road. Because I was on my holidays and you were obviously off.
Yeah.
But it's so, so lovely to be back together. It's like you never left.
I know.
Oh,
yeah,
do you
it's
know
amazing.
What it's like? It's just back, baby.
We're back.
So it's so amazing to have you back.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
So we are absolutely beyond thrilled that we're reunited.
Reunited.
I had an unexpected few weeks off. I ended up in hospital because I couldn't stand or walk.
You poor thing.
I woke up one morning and just fell over. And
you're
then
really dizzy.
I was really dizzy. And I tried to come to work and I was like, I can't come in. So anyway, I unexpectedly ended up in hospital for a week.
Well, Brendan, we are so, so delighted to have you back.
Thrilled,
so over
thrilled
the moon
to be
that
back.
You're feeling better and
feeling
you're back
better,
to yourself.
Feeling better.
Yeah.
But I spent a few days in hospital and I was there for so long going absolutely stir crazy that at one stage, one of the machines in the hospital sounded to me like the start of this song. And I heard Underneath Your Clothes by Shakira in my head for 5 days straight.
It's an underrated ballad.
It is.
That is absolutely fantastic.
It's so good.
But no one wants to listen to it all day long.
No. So went to the hospital, obviously didn't expect to be there. So I landed in, ended up staying the night for a few nights and I had no clothes with me. So I obviously phoned Patrick and I said, can you bring some stuff into me?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, will you bring a pair? Oh yeah, so the air conditioning in the room that I was in.
I went in to see me. No, it was really warm, yeah.
The air conditioning was broken in our room on our ward.
I thought I needed the IV drip.
Yeah, and every person on the medical team who were incredible,
they came in.
Everyone went, oh, this room is the worst. And I was like, thanks. So I said to Patrick, can you bring me in a pair of shorts?
Yes.
Now, there is a pair of plain black shorts that I live in at home. I wear them all
the time,
right?
They're like your DIY shorts. They're kind of like you doing your bits and pieces around the house.
I know the ones you're talking about. You've been in my house. You see me then. So I wear these plain pair of black shorts at home 24/7. I just assumed they would be the shorts Patrick would bring in for me.
Yeah.
I also own a pair of white O'Neills with a hot pink stripe.
I do.
Paul Mescal inspired, right?
Oh, are they the ones that you wore to my engagement party when dressed up as Paul Mescal?
Yeah.
That rings a bell.
Right? So I have a pair of white O'Neills with a hot pink stripe that I never wear.
Yeah.
They're in the back of a drawer, right? Patrick comes into hospital.
Oh, poor Patrick.
With the white O'Neills with the hot pink stripe.
Wow.
Right? So I was like, look, that's fine. I'm obviously listening to Shakira on loop. I'm stir crazy. I'm so bored. Every day I think I'm getting out, I don't get out. Patrick is coming in to see me every day. And at one stage, I say to him, have you seen any good looking doctors out there? Because I'm in a room and I'm wheeled in. I don't know where I am. I haven't left the room.
You couldn't watch anything either because you were so dizzy.
Because I was so dizzy,
read.
Right?
Yeah, you needed some distraction.
I needed some stimulation, right? So I said, have you seen any good looking doctors? I was like, yeah, there's a few out there. Anyway. On the day that I was leaving, so before I got to leave, I had to have another scan to get the all clear. And they were like, you need to see a physio, right? So on the last day, obviously, I've been in a hospital bed for 5 days. I can't really get showered all that well.
Yeah, fair.
I'm in the same shorts that I've been wearing for 5 days. I'm not feeling my best.
No.
In walks the physio.
Stop it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, really?
I tell you.
Seriously?
So anyway, yeah. There I am, right? So anyway,
I'm so happy for you that you got it.
I was thrilled.
Yeah, something nice to look.
Exactly. So anyway, that all finishes, and I have a few hours to wait before I'm allowed to leave.
Yeah.
So I do what any crazy person does, and I Google the person.
Brendan.
Right? I know. No, I know.
You're being honest, though.
I'm being honest. I'm just being really honest.
You might
right?
meet someone that
I
you
Google
just,
the person.
Yeah, have a
right?
yeah.
I'm not a I just I was just curious. I was bored. Googled the person.
Yeah.
And the person came up. Mm-hmm. I got it in one go. I was like, go me. All I had was a first name.
You like the FBI. Yeah.
Anyway, so the link came up and I pressed the link. But what I didn't realize was the link that I pressed was a LinkedIn
oh,
link.
No.
And I was logged in. So the hot physio got an alert to say Brendan O'Loughlin has viewed your profile, and there's only one reason that the guy in the bed in the hot pink O'Neills is looking at your LinkedIn.
I mean, you might have just been like, I really well, found maybe, that maybe session very
he's
good
very
for
well
my...
qualified. Yeah. Yeah. So that is how I ended my 5-day stay in hospital, by mortifying myself.
Did you endorse him for a skills?
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
This is 50 Shades of Jay, and you are listening to Brendan's Bit.
98 FM.
I mean, Brendan, it's your very own segment. Your wow. name is on it. It does exactly what it says in the tin, and you are back after a brief hiatus.
Yes, I am. First up this morning, a bit of a health update, not about myself, on the condition of the people who took part in the annual cheese rolling festival in England the other week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So this takes place every year. We've spoken about it before at a place called Cooper's Hill in Gloucester. Gloucester, home to the double Gloucester cheese. Mm. Organisers, they roll a giant wheel of cheese down a notoriously steep hill. And very badly advised cheese lovers throw themselves down the hill after the cheese, right?
Rolling around the place.
So this happened a couple of weeks ago. The first person to either catch up with the 3 kg wheel of double Gloucester or to get to the bottom of the hill wins.
Do you think it looks like a giant baby bell?
I think that's what it does look like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's no prize as far as I know. It's just the glory or, yeah. in this case, the gory. This year, like all the rest, people left with bumps, bruises and worse injuries, right? So I'm bringing you an update on a couple of them this morning, right? Did you hear of the flying cheese man the other week when this happened?
No.
So there was a fellow went viral at the cheese rolling festival because he literally, so the hill is very, very steep, uh-huh. right? He flew through the air, right?
Oh,
it really didn't look great on the internet. Videos of him hurtling after the giant wheel of cheese. He's been identified as 22-year-old Ty Fitzjones from London, right?
How's he now?
Well, he spent a day in hospital.
Yeah.
He's been discharged with just a few scrapes. Afterwards, he said, the somersault wasn't planned. I let gravity do its thing. The medical team who saw Ty say his survival is miraculous and scientifically disappointing considering the laws of physics, right? He says he won't take part next year, but he will be cheering on from the sidelines with some crackers.
Do you know what? Have a cracker and a slice of brie and
it honestly
just
looks
watch.
So, right? The winner of this year's cheese rolling competition is a fellow named Byron Smith from New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
His win came at a price. Wait for this list of injuries. A cracked rib.
Ah, stop.
Collapsed lung.
Horrific.
And internal bleeding.
No.
He's recovering well at this stage and has asked if he can keep the cheese. I don't think you even get to win the cheese.
You'd want a serious amount of money now to put yourself through that.
You really would.
Or a serious amount of cheese.
Yeah, a lot of cheese. Up next, lots of gigs on at the moment. The Coors played to thousands in St. Anne's Park last night.
Brilliant.
Forbidden Fruit was on the other weekend.
Yeah, Pitbull, the Three Arena.
Pitbull was on. Beyond the Pale is going ahead next weekend. But there was another gig on this weekend that you might not have heard of. The London Vegetable Orchestra.
No, I've never heard of these guys.
Right, so they are...
How does this work?
An ensemble offering audiences homegrown entertainment.
Yeah.
So the instruments are made up of handcrafted vegetables. The orchestra features a mouth-watering selection of courgettes, peppers, potatoes, swedes and butternut squash.
Oh, a courgette would make a good flute.
It would. Alongside a lineup of carrot recorders.
Yeah.
Which are made by their resident recorder maker, a fella named Tim. So the London Vegetable Orchestra, they performed at the Ballyroan Library in Rathfarnham on Saturday.
Did they?
Yeah. Are you ready to hear what a vegetable orchestra sounds like?
Hit it!
That's all veg. Courgettes, peppers, potatoes, swedes. Would you sit through 90 minutes of that?
Very well done.
Isn't that very well done?
Like, it's made out of vegetables. Very impressive. I think I'd like to hear Shakira's underneath your clothes.
Were you at the Ballyroan Library at the weekend? Let us know.
Fair play to them.
Fair play to them. Very talented. Finally this morning, it seems Elvis might start, might be starting to get a bit tired of marrying people in Vegas.
There's a few different versions.
Yeah. Earlier this year, Chapels in Sin City, they put on a special Star Wars themed weddings. We spoke about this. On May 4th, you could walk up the aisle to this. There was the Love Star and Yoda One For Me packages. And now there's another very specific type of wedding on offer in Vegas for lovers of a certain condiment. Hellmann's, the mayonnaise brand, is going to host a real wedding in Las Vegas. It's going to be officiated. Going to be officiated by its mascot, Manny Mayo.
Oh, so it's like a giant tub of mayonnaise.
Giant jar of mayonnaise in a suit. Yep. Because why not?
Why not?
So they're running a competition at the moment, and one engaged couple, they're going to be chosen to get married at the Viva Las Vegas Wedding Chapel on the 21st of July, just over a month to go to the big day. The event will include chicken tender towers, a full reception, and a professional photographer. They're also going to win $5,000 to cover travel and other expenses, right? And I'm assuming that you would have to walk up the aisle to this absolute belter of a jingle from the 90s. Better when you put it all together.
World's best mayonnaise.
Here we go.
Who loves Hellmann's?
So bring out the Hellmann's and bring out the best.
What a bop.
It's such a banger.
You could have a bouquet made out of chicken nuggets.
You could do, yeah.
Yeah, and I would hope that a Rod Stewart impersonator is the evening's entertainment.
And would have mayonnaise in their hair.
Exactly. His favourite hair product.
His favourite hair product, yeah.
Is mayonnaise. Amazing.
Maybe he should renew his wedding vows.
Yeah, maybe.
That would be great. Hellmann's would love the publicity.
Brenton, you do love a sauce. Would you let a man dressed up as a mayonnaise?
Yeah, I love mayonnaise. But when they said about their official mascot being the celebrant, Julius Pringle would be a great wedding celebrant. That's the name of the man on the Pringles tube with the moustache.
Julius Pringle
would be
Is
a great.
Julius Pringle a real man?
I don't know.
They should do a lookalike competition.
They should. Oh, that's a very good idea. Julius, if you're listening. For the first time in 3 weeks, that is Brendan's bit.
Thank you, Brendan.
98 FM. All day. Big breakfast.
He's back.
Will you let me into the booth?
It's been a while.
98 FM.
He's back, baby. Return of the Mac. Brendan O'Loughlin. Have you missed Matchy Matchy?
Thank you for that round of applause.
Because AI Rebecca and Brendan and Real Rebecca, we've all missed you loads.
I have missed Matchy Matchy so much. I tuned into you last week and I matched all three with you.
Gosh.
So I've been at home practicing, guys.
Brendan is ready.
Yeah.
Maybe someone's going to let you go in and play today.
Hopefully.
It's your chance to win incredible prizes by just matching three words with either myself or Bren. You could be winning all of these.
Summer is here and we're causing a splash.
With this giant pool. It's absolutely enormous.
After your dip, enjoy a smoothie with a new Nutri Bullet.
Answer your door with a Ring doorbell.
Nice. And power wash your life with this brand new power washer.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
A pool.
Sorry.
And a power washer.
They are great prizes.
Unreal.
It also really tickled me when Carl Dawson said that he didn't realise that that's actually AI. He thought it was us.
Carl thought that we recorded them all on a Friday.
She's an actress.
I said, no, it's the AI, darling. It's taking over the world.
Good morning to Sarah, who's just off the M50. You're on 98 FM, Sarah. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm good. How are you?
Great, Sarah. How was the weekend?
It was nice. We just chilled out with everybody.
Who's with you this morning? Bobby. Sarah, how do you and Bobby normally do when you play along with Matchy Matchy?
We actually play quite good. I get two or three.
Do you? Okay.
Very good. Okay, teamwork makes the dream work. Mm. And Sarah, any holidays planned for yourself and Bobby?
Yeah, we're off to Lanzarote in July.
Oh, nice.
Next month. Next month.
Have you been before?
Close now.
Have you gone to Lanzarote before, Sarah?
Sorry?
Have you been to Lanzarote before?
Oh, yeah. We go there nearly every year.
Lots of times, yeah. Bag of Lays and the sunset. Stuff. Delicious.
Well, listen, let's try and get you these prizes before you head off on your holidays. Who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
Play with Brendan.
Yay! Oh, Sarah, thank you so much. You're very good.
Oh, the man's thrilled. Sorry, I need to go over now. Hang on. I'm moving seats. Where's the separate room? Oh, over there on the left. Let's get down to business and play Matchy Matchy. Right, Sarah and Bobby, your first word this morning is coin.
Coin?
Coin, C-O-I-N.
Oh, it's hard when you're...
it is.
On the phone, isn't it?
Yep.
Coin flip.
Coin flip. Your second word is pizza.
Party.
Pizza party. Delicious. And your third word this morning is corner.
Corner street.
Do you say corner street?
Corner street.
Corner street. Okay, so we have coin flip, pizza party, and corner street. Are you guys happy to lock in those three words this morning in Matchy Matchy?
Yeah.
Oh, you're locking them in! Right, we're welcoming Brendan back into studio. He hasn't been there in quite some time. I wonder what's changed. How are you? How'd you get on now?
Good. It took me just a moment to find out where the soundproof booth was. It's been a while, but I found it.
It's been a while. Time. Brendan, we're thrilled to have you back. You are playing Matchy Matchy for the first time in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
Let's see how you do now. Your first word this morning is coin.
Oh, coin. I'm between two. One begins with a T, the other begins with a P. I'm going to say coin... coin purse?
Coin purse. Your second word...
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it is. Okay. Your second word is pizza.
Pizza... slice.
Delicious.
Mm.
Your third word, Brendan. Corner.
Corner. Corner. Oh, there's only one word coming to me, but it's not going to be the one. Corner. Corner. Office.
Corner office.
That was the first word. I couldn't think of anything else. I'm so sorry, Sarah.
Isn't that what everyone wants?
Everyone wants the corner office.
Let's find out if Brendan has got a matchy matchy with Sarah and Bobby this morning.
I'm so sorry.
What was I supposed to say?
Guys, can I just say, I think they were really hard this morning. Sadly, you guys didn't match any.
Did we not? No.
Sarah went for coin flip, pizza party, and corner street. So,
yeah, I was thinking street, but it didn't make sense.
What does corner street mean, guys?
Is it like a street corner?
Oh, yeah, getcha!
That's what
I
was going to say coin toss.
I'm not awake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, coin toss is what I was thinking.
Guys, they were difficult, and when you're on the spot.
What do you say after corner? Corner office. That's all I think of.
Can I just say, and it's different when you're actually playing.
Yeah.
I would have said corner couch.
Lovely. Oh, yeah. Quarter crunch. No, crunch corner. Everything comes before.
Everything
corner.
Goes before.
Sarah, we're so sorry we didn't do it this morning.
We couldn't do it. But listen, it's been lovely chatting to you and Bobby, and we hope you have an amazing holiday next month, and thanks for listening.
Thanks so much.
Cheers, Sarah. Bye, Bobby.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Brendan,
I was going to say not a bad attempt for my first one back.
You know, sometimes, and I'm telling you, that wasn't you.
That wasn't me.
No.
Thank you.
They were hard this morning, Ed. You know, I think sometimes it just doesn't go your way.
No.
But maybe tomorrow we could do it. You never know what's going to happen on Matchy Matchy. If you'd like to play, WhatsApp Matchy to 0877 98 98 98.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast. With Rebecca and Brendan.